Hello. A little bit of pre-roll before the show. We never do this. It's vacation time in the world of JJTM. And so for the next few weeks, we've decided to take a little bit of time off. Time to relax, especially since it's getting hot and the temple doesn't cool off that well. We thought we would bring you some shows that were done either spur of the moment or kind of lost in the mix. This one, today's episode, it's our Fortress Festival episode. Matt and I took the recorder out to Fortress Festival, recorded a bunch of junk both days. Interviews with bands, us talking, making fun of things, praising what we liked, getting drunk, driving home. I didn't drive home drunk. Matt was drunk. And it was just a lot of debauchery all around the festival. So I hope you enjoy it. As always, this episode of the podcast is brought to you by Geistnote. If you need any cabling for your musical instruments or studio needs, hit up geistnote.com. That's GEISTNOTE.com. And we have other sponsors, but we won't bore you with them. So let's just let's get with it. Here you go. Enjoy. See you next week.
This episode of the
J-Guns Last Kicker
is brought to you by
Geistnote.
You ready? We're getting the cue? This is some serious business right here.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Roll five. We're rolling.
So does this mean if we do a good job now and afterwards, we don't have to come into work on Tuesday?
I think so. Tuesday? You're taking Monday off? Oh, guess what I've got?
Podcast.
On Monday.
What?
Jury duty.
Well, there we go. Show topics.
So.
Well, I was talking about the podcast show.
Oh, no, no. Yeah.
Do we not have to do the podcast if we get gold on the way and on the way back? Like, oh, if I offer these young men sexual advances? If I get some good audio footage of me soliciting two young men walking around Fort Worth on 7th.
I like that. I'm going to start referring to all recordings as audio footage. Can I get some audio footage?
Will that take the place of our show and having to go do the podcast on Tuesday?
Only one can pray.
You know what we need
but
to
we
start
have a guest.
I think we got a band coming in. But what we need to do...
Did you email them?
No.
They messaged us and they need an email.
Okay, I'll send them an email.
Okay.
We need to go in there and get some...
Liquor?
Some pint, little... Or the...
Airplane?
The airline. Yeah, bottles of Tito's. We need to start... Okay, so we used to do this, and I think the greatest podcast in the universe stole it from us. We used to have corporate meetings. We called it meetings with the suits. We'll get back to you.
We need to have a meeting.
They go to executive mode, and they have one of their producers made a sound clip for them, like their intro to it. We need to do that. Like, we need to have a meeting with the suits. Like, when we have an intro and stuff, and that'll be our executive meeting.
Well, when we used to have sit-down meetings, they were gold. We need to do that anyway, because we've got to have a meeting with a couple of people about upcoming events we want to put together.
We need to also have good, solid executive meetings for our replacements.
Hey, is she leaving? Can I park right here?
I think you can, man. I don't see why not.
I'm going to...
She could be just smoking some tweed, though.
Don't smoke tweed.
I don't want to scare by going up and knocking on our window. You want to tell people where we're at?
We just left Lola's.
He's leaving, I think.
No, and he is. And there's people and there's stuff and there's things. And there's people parking.
We left Lola's.
I think this is only 2-hour limit parking, though.
Like, we have an assignment today and we are like blew it off and went to Lola's. That's how it usually ends up.
We're getting
Is that a Jerry Jonestown Massacre sticker? Because it's about to be. Are you a Jerry Jonestown Massacre listener?
Well, you ought to be.
What's that from?
An old car ad of some sort. 4-hour time limit.
So we got 4 hours to kill. I guess we'll go to Fortress.
Hold on. Yeah, I guess we'll go to Fortress. Let me see if there's an app for this. I'm going to stop this. Here we are standing in the back of VIP area. I guess we're dead
media,
in the middle, aren't we?
VIP
media. Something like that.
Yep.
I guess after 25 years, we just learned that Wu-Tang still is nothing to fuck with.
Mm-hmm. It was explained explicitly to us.
What do you think of RZA?
They threw up the W's.
Did you like him?
Yeah. Yeah, he was cool.
The leader of Wu-Tang.
It's fun watching all the white people in those sets. Because I think they're flipping the roles.
Hold on. Tap the brakes here. Where are we going with this?
It's funny to me when they have a bunch of white people doing their arms. Wave them this way, wave them that way. And every white kid in the, and actually old man in the crowd starts waving their hands and stuff. It's cool. It's just funny to me.
We heard a lot of ends. A lot of ends dropped. I couldn't figure out.
I was wondering if it was a hard R or A. I think it was a soft A, but I still don't know if it's acceptable for me to say it. Like, yeah, that was awesome, and then just come with it. And I didn't feel like testing it out, so I felt like leaving it
alone.
I
wouldn't have tested it out. It wasn't good.
It didn't seem like the time or place to test that out. And I have a feeling that if I would have done it, this record would have scratched and, like, someone, like, some, yeah, like, there'd have been some kind of problem where all the audio went out, and I just yelled, yeah, dude! With a soft A.
And then RZA would just look at you going,
that's
a goddamn right racist.
He's a motherfucking racist. And then all those white people would start beating me up.
Are you surprised at the turnout?
Like, did I think there'd be more?
Did you think there'd be this many people?
I thought there'd be this many.
Do you think there'd be more?
I thought there'd be more. If this was, it's our show. I can say it. If this was last year's lineup, it would be more. Of course, last year missed on the weather. This year missed on a bunch of other stuff, I think.
We haven't been out with the common people in a while.
To take a gauge of how many people are here?
Yeah, we've been back here in VIP being snobs. Think about grabbing a beer. Would you like a beer?
Sure, I would take a beer.
Is that keto on your keto diet?
No, I'm not sticking to keto right now. But I'm about to get right back on it because the guy that was doing selfies of me in front of me was doing selfies and it looked like I had moobs. And I was like, fuck this,
selfies of us?
I don't know, but
that was strange. Like, I saw myself taking selfies of us.
I happened to see myself and I have man boobs. And so I was like, fucking, it's time for me to stop fucking living.
I'm carrying this heavy-ass backpack around full of camera gear and it makes me have defined boobs. Like, I could be milked right now.
But not me, man. Mine are sagging.
This year in the media tent, we have food and drink, water.
I'm running out of gas.
Is it time to
juice up?
Juice up?
Yeah.
Like right here in my backpack. All I got to do is reach for them.
Where? We're going to do this on the show.
Oh, we are?
No, just tell me where.
I think they're right here. Let's see.
Keeping it red.
Zip.
Keeping it pink.
Give it a beep. We're still rolling.
We're all home this morning, so I'm not doing anything illegal.
Oh.
This might be edited out because I don't know if this might be against the law what we're doing here.
It's mine. I'm taking one.
Oh, okay. I don't think you're supposed to grind it up and snort it.
I took it. Well, that's what's going to be weird is when I grind it up and snort it off your ass right here in front of everybody in VIP. They'd be like, "What are those two guys doing?" And then one person's going to go, they know how to party. They know how to party.
What's his name?
The dude we just saw? RZA.
Would RZA be like, those guys, they know what the fuck they're doing right there.
They know. You don't fuck with them. There's two things you don't fuck with in life. Wu-Tang Clan and the JJTM. Think he would ever, that would ever come out of his mouth, ever?
I think that's the hottest horse face I've ever seen, though.
Right, the what?
I think that's the hottest horse face I've ever seen. 12 o'clock. 12 o'clock, homie.
In the little shorts?
12 o'clock. Yeah, the yellow shorts. She's a horse face. But, you know, what are you going to do, man? I'm a man tit.
All right, let's see what we got. We got a $15 margarita.
What?
All right, so before we were interrupted by a few of my friends... You are going to go on the record about something.
I think there is more people here tonight than last year.
After walking the common man's ground.
Well, now that we're out here, we are actually sitting in the common man land.
Yeah. I think there is as many people here as last year, and it looks like there's people continuing to show up.
I feel a little dirty sitting out here, a little like I don't know. I'm definitely going to need a shower after we leave this common man land.
I feel dirty just because of my age.
And looking at young chicks that are probably underage?
I don't know if all of them are, but I can tell you the majority of them are closer to 18 than my age.
Are they closer to your daughter's age? Yeah. To your age?
Probably. I would say, well, I don't know. There's a lot of older people too, but I don't know.
A lot of MILFy chicks?
Yes. Hashtag me too. Is there some GILFs out here?
I think I saw two or three.
I don't know if they were full on. I think they were just grandmothers rather than GILFs.
Feel disgusting. All right, so
I don't know if I've met that perfect GILF yet. Have you met the perfect GILF yet?
I keep searching on YouPorn and just can't find it.
Yeah, it always ends up being the same.
There's like two or three that are in the industry, and it's always them. Here comes our Dipping Springs Vodka Lake girl
that ripped us off.
She's cute.
And again, probably closer to my daughter's age than mine.
I'd like her to smell this rag, see if it's chloroformed or not.
Can you bring chloroform to festivals these days, or do they frown upon that?
Don't look in my bag.
Might be some chloroform in there. There might be some duct tape and chloroform in my bag. Just ignore that. It's for show purposes.
There's definitely electrical tape. And stuff.
And things.
And ideas. You know, we haven't done this in a while.
I think if you're too old to sit Indian style, you're too old to go to goddamn festivals.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
I get the whole sitting down Indian style, smoking weed and watching bands play. But guys, after a time, there's a time in your life you hit, and it's over, man.
If your ass is hanging out when you're sitting Indian style, you don't need to be coming to festivals.
No.
All right, I'm done.
Me too. I love you. That would be almost just as big.
What the fuck is going on right now?
I don't know. I thought they were just jamming. I think this is a band rehearsal.
This is the guy that's from The Strokes, that Casablanca die or whatever the fuck his name is.
I like his UPS. Is that a racing uniform or is that a
actual delivery jacket? Is he a fan of NASCAR? Did we just go from Scott whatever to
trying to play jump?
Yeah.
Guys, well, jump!
I'm so confused out here tonight.
I think somebody spiked us.
Can we go back to the hip hop?
What do you mean? I don't think there's another show going on right now.
Word?
I mean, just in general.
In general. Like, words you never thought would come out of my mouth. Can we go back to the hip hop? Not to Strokes frontman having a fucking stroke on stage?
Is he a big fan of Matt Kenseth? Or is that just me? Like, Matt Kenseth was the UPS driver, right? Are we off on this now? We need to study. I think he's got a Matt Kenseth racing jersey on. And what's the dude that everybody hated from Texas that was DuPont too? Like
Tony Stewart?
Not Tony Stewart.
Oh,
everybody from Texas hated.
Yeah.
He was a badass.
Now he does the commentary.
Yeah. So he raced for Hendrix. He had the rainbow car.
What the. I can see him right now.
Hey, he's a badass. He retired. Yeah, Jeff Gordon. I think he's got a Jeff Gordon hat on. And a Matt Kenseth jacket? Or is that a race jersey?
Is he trying to look cool to Raza?
It's never good when we talk more about NASCAR than your set while it's going on.
I hope this can be heard in the background because I have no fucking clue what's going on.
I don't hate, all jokes aside, I don't hate it. It sounds like something you and I got high and screwed around with on a Thursday night with some pizza. And we're like, let's call Rebecca.
This sounds like a Tuesday night at Dream World in the mid-2000s. And a band just shows up and plays to that empty warehouse like, hey,
did
guys,
they sell any tickets, though?
Let's just bang on things.
But did they sell any tickets?
No.
Oh, they just... No. Okay.
And what's his name?
So they're not getting paid.
What's that fucker? River and his brother.
They're opening up
just
for
throws them up
tribe
on stage. Right. Yeah. Because Spoon Fed Tribe played there every night.
Yeah. Let's see what we got here, man. This one might be good.
Maybe he'll say...
I would figure you being a man of chaos and on stage and sound and stuff, you would be into this.
No, this sounds like ass. I like sound that sounds good. And the lighting here blows.
I think that's on both stages, by the way.
And we've seen a lot of people get angry at the stage sound.
I get it, guys. I like to jam. I like to jam around.
I get it. I like to play big shows, too, but also like to hear myself on stage. I'd also like to hear what's going on.
Oh, hey.
I don't want to be like Chicano Batman and throw my guitar off
that
stage.
That's the best part of the show, and we missed it.
We got to watch it on Instagram.
The best show, the best shows of the day was the two hip-hop acts, De La Soul and the dude from the guy's Mecca,
Reza.
Stone Mecca.
And
the dude from Wu-Tang. Those have been the best. Besides that, the guys from the Batman Chicanos, the Chicano Batman.
Oh, look, they figured out how to work lights.
This is their rocker.
This ain't bad.
Ace of Spades, Ace of Spades, overkill.
This fucker can't sing. How did he sing in the Strokes?
I don't hate his voice. I think it's that effect that you hate. That boxed in effect, that retro thing he's got going.
It's being tone deaf. Fucking hit a note with the rest of the band.
See, it's funny that you're saying this because when we were at Lola's, I was griping about that guy playing leads out of key, but you think this, and you're like, he sounds fine to me, but this guy sounds.
No, that guy was playing leads out of key.
So that got into your nerves too.
Yeah, that got on my nerves.
Then I'll forgive it. This song rocks.
Take the vocals out. My mother was a witch.
I like this song.
While I take a picture of this.
We got a good lighting. So the guitarist is up with his Iceman doing a little solo plucking thing.
That's the same Iceman as earlier.
This is what they should have been playing the whole night.
That's that tobacco burst. It's not the...
That was their gear that we saw.
Yeah.
You don't like this song.
Yeah, this song is all going. I like the song. I don't like the vocals. And it's not getting the crowd into it. I'd be like on the front. I wouldn't be bent over in front of the drums. I'd be at the end of the stage on the monitor screaming at the crowd going, fucking kill each other.
They can't all be Greg. Dustin, they can't all be Greg.
That's obvious. I like that they decided to use lights finally.
Best song of the set, by far.
Now let's go back to Jizz Pop or whatever the fuck
Jizz Pop. Is that you might have just made another genre of music. Jizz Pop.
When we do our history of pop, we gotta remember
Jizz Pop.
Who plays Jizz Pop? I need to find some Jizz Pop bands.
We're coming up with a genre of metal. Trash.
Trash.
No, so it doesn't, you can't call it metal. Just trash.
Yeah.
And then
Jizz Pop.
Jizz Pop. Jizz Pop and trash. That's our new. That's a Jerry Jonestown Massacre Festival.
That is.
A trash,
hashtag it
trash
is.
Trash and Jizz Pop.
Trademarked.
Trash and Jizz Pop.
Jizz Pop.
All right, we're done. Bye-bye.
All right, we're done.
Yes.
We are. Our night is coming to an end.
Pew pew. Pew pew. You know what makes me nervous? When I was talking, standing there waiting for Marlon to tell Marlon bye bye.
Yeah.
Is the thought of some drunk hauling ass right into that, into that corner. Yeah. Scares the shit out of me. I was like, it's probably not a good place to sit on at 12:30 on a Friday or a Saturday night in Fort Worth.
Maybe we should explain what has all happened since the last time the quarter ran and I was shitting on that band, The Voids.
We left The Voids
because it gave you The Voids.
We left Fortress Fest.
We saw Chromeo for a song and a half.
Yeah.
And bolted because you gave them the
We had to go see the Methinks.
You said what was your description of Chromeo?
I did not say anything like they sounded like someone on American Idol.
You're
on steroids.
Right.
I didn't say that at all.
Came out of your mouth.
No. No, I did not say that. I thought they put on a great show. We just had to get out of there.
So now we're headed to the house. After Chromeo, we went to
Mass. Got our ears bleeded out.
And got,
smoked out.
Well, they had the smoke machine cranked up.
To 11.
Saw the Methinks, because after the day we had at Fortress Fest, kind of felt like we needed some rock and roll. Because that's my complaint today. There was no rock and roll.
The closest thing was that the band that was playing when we first showed up, the Chicanos and the... What was it?
Batman?
Chicano Batman might have been rock and roll a little bit. And then the Voids.
No, the chick band we went over there and watched.
Excuse me.
Want that chick singer.
Oh, yeah. That was rock and roll. Yeah,
that was rock and roll.
What were they called? The Fudge Packers?
No.
No?
It was something. It's a weird name. I can't pull my schedule out as I'm driving.
Stool Pushers.
No. It was like
Mr. Fister.
It was a weird name. It was a really weird name.
Arigato, Mr. Ribato.
You're gonna make me do this, aren't you?
No, I can. I guess I can look. Give me the thingamajiggy. You can drive.
No, I don't need to fucking drive. I'll look up things. Or driving.
This band up that we're never gonna ever probably see again.
As I drive us into the wall. Shabazz? No. Hooray for the riffraff.
That's it. Hooray for the riffraff.
That has nothing to do with fudge packing or pushing in stool or...
They're from New Orleans.
Delting. They were from New Orleans?
Yes. Surprising. Yeah.
Huh.
So, but yeah, that was a little bit of rock and roll. It was mainly hip-hop, though.
It was all hip-hop.
Good stuff, man.
And we've heard from our peoples that they're tired of us talking about hip-hop and want us to talk about metal more. So, we had to go see the Methinks tonight at Mass.
Yep.
Our street cred alive.
Are we going to do any kind of stuff on Tuesday about this?
I'd rather just
do it now. Did you notice?
Do it today and tomorrow.
Orthodox Jew Hell's Angel that was in Chromeo?
Yeah, what was that?
I don't know. Is he an Orthodox Jew Hell's Angel?
Can you be a Hell's Angel and an
Orthodox
Jew?
I don't know, man.
Is what you're saying anti-Semitic?
No, not at all, man. I was just wondering his...
Because he looked like an Orthodox Jew, but with a Hell's Angel...
His Angel's jacket on.
Jacket.
Like a full-on motorcycle man jacket.
Yeah, he was
leathers.
Hardcore.
And was he wearing chaps?
Assless?
I don't think they were assless, but I couldn't tell because they had a big stage set up and a lot of lights and stuff.
What the fuck is going on at Topgolf? Why does it look like a dance club?
I think that's their thing when
12:30,
man. Don't they stay open pretty much all night?
All night?
I thought that's what you said.
Oh, I don't know. I think they close at 2.
That's not my joints. I'd love to go there, but I've never been there.
We still got to do a show from there. We were told we could.
They stole my idea, man. It's fucking bitter.
They said we could do a show there, and then they heard you say that they stole your idea, and then they said we couldn't do a show there anymore. But now it's back on. We can do a show there again.
Yeah, they're getting after it.
There's a lot of places that want us to do a show at their place now.
That's great, man. Give free. Here's how you get it done. You tell us something that's free. You just say, it doesn't even, you could be free napkins. I say free. Or money. Shit. There's a novel idea.
Pay us money. Give us to some come money. To their place?
Yeah. Imagine that. Jerry Jonestown Massacre podcast getting this? Paid. Imagine that.
Yeah, if they.
Fuck, would that be like?
Where is our invoice gone with Texas Billiards if they filled it out and sent it back? All right,
syphilis is serious.
It is serious.
Syphilis is serious.
There's the billboard.
I was just saying.
Trying to change the subject off of our bookkeeping?
We have no bookkeeping. You have to have.
You know what we need? We need a JJTM enforcer. That goes around and busts people's knees that owe us money.
Like, hey, these guys have mentioned you, your band, 56 times in the last month and have not received the payment. And we need you to sign the political policy, the new expanded political policy document, please.
I just told them they could give us their BMG royalties. But that would be like a nickel or a dime, a quarter.
I'm more after the expanded political policy being signed. I think we need to get on that.
Is that going to be in the new docket we're going to send to bands?
There's going to be an attachment. I need you guys to sign it, everybody that's coming in. It's our new expanded service political policy. Sign it and date it.
We need to know what we can and can't talk about in front of you.
Is it okay to say Orthodox Jew?
We don't want to offend you or your people because you're obviously more important than the show that we've built over the last 5 years and the audience we've built.
We don't want to be responsible for mass suicides.
Exactly.
It's just a play on the name. We're not serious about it. We'd rather no one kill themselves because of political views. That's why we're going to have our new... The 2018 expanded service political policy that needs to be signed by each band that comes on.
So I would like to...
That came from the suits, too, by the way. It's not Dustin and I.
No. It's from the suits. And the suits are people that email us.
The suits want this stuff done. Yeah.
Our board of directors is you, the listeners.
Yeah.
And it is...
We gotta do what they say.
We're coming... You're the stockholders.
The ones running the ship.
You're running the ship. We're just passing things down. So, as you are building out the calendar for people to come in, we need to mark off a week to do our cult talk.
Okay.
And we need everybody that's listening to this and yourself to hop on Amazon Prime, I think it is.
And get an Amazon woman.
Hold on, I think it's on Amazon. It's called Waco.
Is this a TV show?
No, it's a documentary. Waco, The Darkest Hour, or something like that. I was told about it from our buddy Treb that I work with.
Okay.
He said the last 30 minutes, 45 to 30 minutes, are shocking.
Really?
Because... I guess this is the only documentary it's been brought out in, but there was a guy flying over in a plane watching down on everything when the siege happened.
Yeah.
And he's got, it's the guy that invented FLIR night vision, and he can do it on thermal imaging for heat, too. That's FLIR works both ways. And he was shooting FLIR down on there when they did the siege, and... It clearly shows that everything was done on purpose.
Ah.
And that they set the fires, and when the way they strategically punched holes in the building was to push the fire through quickly, and that as the feds were retreating,
yeah,
they were firing at the building so that way no one would get out.
Jeez. Huh. Well, that's a upper for our festival talk.
Our Fortress Festival talk. Yeah. Anyway, I want us to watch that. I haven't watched it yet, but that's what he was telling me.
So I guess
me.
You
want
to do the Branch Davidians on the first one?
Or we just do all cults? Are we going to do a history of cults and a history of metal at the same time? Or a history on the cult, the band?
I like the last one.
The history of cult? The
yeah,
cult,
the and we sell it to everyone like it's and about we, cults, but it's really just the history of cult, the band.
And we break down just, what is it, Sonic Temple?
Let's
and well, that they're well,
yeah, or the sun tear, or blood of the sun,
blood
or,
of the sun,
or not? Is it blood of the sun? What's the name of their? They have an album. I don't know.
Anyway,
yeah, we get all the cult people's weenies hard, and then just hit them with a big fat dose.
Yeah,
of
we're gonna talk about
Firewoman.
Yeah,
today we're gonna talk about Firewoman.
And we just break down Firewoman. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Be freaking awesome.
I would be, but no, yeah, we'll figure out something to do about cults. I don't know, I'm like you, I get obsessed with it, and I'll geek out on cults for hours, because some of the shit, you just, it's beyond your belief that people buy into some of the shit that they buy into, and it's just, you know, it blows my mind, because
I don't understand how people are sucked into it, but then,
it's that groupthink thing. I'm sure I'm probably not as successful in life as I would be if I thought believed in it, but I'm not one of those guys that join fraternities. I don't do well with a bunch of people telling me, like a group of people telling me I need to do this because that's how they do it. I'm not good at all that fucking kind of I'm a wolf. You know that?
Are you a wolf?
I'm a wolf.
Man?
I'm a
shape
wolf.
Shift. Are you a lone wolf? Do we need to report you?
No.
If I see something,
no,
should I say something?
No, I'm just like bitch, I'm a wolf.
Yeah. In your fairy tale.
Yeah.
What about the Masons? Are they a cult?
They got some weird shit. They have weird stuff too. I don't know. Remember we go back and forth on what is considered a cult and what's not. And someone told us that the definition of cult is anything that you don't believe in can be considered a cult. I thought it was anything that's not accepted by mainstream religion, like
religion like or not, politics, right?
If it's not Catholicism and it's not Protestant,
Christianity,
it's not Muslim, and it's not like the major religions that most people prescribe to, then people consider it a cult. So,
what about?
We need to. But have you heard about that sex cult?
Yes, that's what I was about to say.
That
we need to be a part of that.
How do you become a part of that?
I don't know. Let me fill out my card.
I think they're in bad trouble though. Like, I think they're in some shit.
Are they?
Yeah. But
a bunch of Hollywood people are in it, right?
Yeah.
And they're doing orgies and.
Like, exactly.
Yeah, I want to be a part of this. I want to get in on it. Especially, can you imagine going to a sex cult orgy and Scarlett Johansson sitting there? Or Mila Kunis?
That's not very hashtag me too of you to be playing those grunts in the background.
Or Topanga?
You know, I don't know what you're trying to do here.
Or Matlin Ward? She's fucking crazy.
Or
Tiffany Amber
Jabari.
Thiessen. Or Chewbacca Mom.
Chewbacca Mom. Is she involved in a sex cult?
She's a celebrity.
Well, I know that, but I didn't know she... I didn't know she came with the...
What does that have to do with Fortress Fest?
I don't know.
What if Fortress Fest turned into a massive orgy?
Oh, man, there was some good-looking people out there.
Do you want to put out the call for...
Mastodon?
No, we'll do that later. We'll do that later.
Call of Mastodon?
No, the call of what you talked about, our bit. We're going to order something from Amazon.
Oh, yeah. We're going to use Amazon Prime.
We're going to use Amazon Prime.
See how well it works.
And we're gonna make a skit, a video skit.
I'll even get the expanded surface policy.
You get 1 hour delivery from, what is it, Amazon Super Prime or whatever it's called? Amazon Now?
Yeah.
That's what it is, Prime Now.
I'll pay for protection.
What are these meth fucking heads doing parking on the lawn like a bunch of ghetto bastards?
Let's go shoot them. What butt did it? I just crop dusted
them. Oh, we're crop dusting. All right, we're at my house. Let's get out of here. We'll do more of this later.
She was thinking about it, but...
All right. So we're going to start up day two right now. We're recording day two.
Bam! Bam!
What's up?
We found Bigfoot hiding amongst the trees out here.
Happy Sunday, Dustin.
We get a lot of messages wondering why you haven't sent any more voicemails or emails lately.
Or dick pics.
Dick pics I'm working on. But I've been busy lately, sorry.
All right.
No reception.
There's always enough time in the day to get an erection and take a picture of it. Right? Are we testing? We're testing. We're not recording, right?
Yeah, we're not recording at all. Except our exclusive interview with trombone player. The bone player, Mr. Tom from Henry the Archer.
I'm trying to keep a low profile. I'm sorry. Yeah, you outed me here.
I guess putting a microphone in your face just make people go, who's that guy? Why are they talking to him? What's
I'm
going on?
I'm very important. Just so you know, I'm very important.
You excited about this?
Yeah, very, very. Yeah, I'm jazzed.
I'm not drunk enough to be this important yet.
Yeah. I haven't had any alcohol yet. I'm thinking about it, but not until after the set.
Is the booze flowing on the second floor?
I didn't see. I wasn't looking for it, though. Not yet.
Well, they give you shots of Tawaka and Dripping Springs
really? And
Fireball on that side of the stage.
I might have to sneak over there and give me just a shot of liquid courage.
They're micro shots, so you're good, but you get four of them.
Oh,
so
all right.
Four micros equal one, so that would be enough courage, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
God, that's way too much of a commitment.
So,
way too much.
Being a performing artist here, y'all got the red carpet treatment, and, like, when y'all arrived, roses were thrown out and all that?
Of course, yeah. They washed our feet before we got out of the car, which was nice, and then they put us on chairs, and then they walked us to the load-in area.
On chairs.
Yeah, yeah, like you know, the Egyptian
yeah,
types.
The Egyptian,
yeah, yeah.
That's amazing.
But Kevin still had to go back and get his gear. They wouldn't unload his gear. He wouldn't let them.
Oh, so. I gotcha. So he got the ride in, but then had to walk out like a normal peasant to back out to the car to get his gear.
Yeah. They carried him back out and carried his gear in.
That's right. Exactly what John was saying. Yeah.
There you go.
He wanted to get out, but they wouldn't let him. They just strapped him to the chair.
That's amazing.
Amazing times.
Us media guys are just kind of just thrown to the wolves. They're just like, here's your wristband. Go have fun. We don't get red carpet treatment or rose petals or fireworks. None of this stuff.
Sandwiches.
Yeah, they give us sandwiches that are
hummus.
Sandwiches. They're Spiral Diner, so Spiral's
okay.
good.
That's
Spiral's
good.
Spiral's really good. Yeah.
Yeah.
That comes with a gold artist.
Yeah. Well, ask John. John's an artist.
Yeah, John, you're an artist. What are you artist of?
Absolutely nothing.
How the fuck does Bigfoot get an artist wristband? What does he do?
Absolutely nothing.
You don't even...
Spiritual guru.
You don't play... That's awesome.
A spiritual guru. That's amazing.
So, Richard wouldn't disclose with us, but maybe you will, what the typical Henry the Archer rider is.
I couldn't tell you, honestly.
You don't get to contribute to that? You don't
I'm
get to
the
be
horn
like,
section. No, they just they.
You don't
they just
have
tell
any
me where to
specifics
go.
You need?
No, not really. I'm pretty self-contained.
Okay.
Access to a porta potty, water, and micro shots.
So basic needs.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Just basic stuff.
Okay.
The only part of the rider that I know about for Henry is no orange Skittles. Every other flavor's fine, but no orange.
You know, that's a big majority of the Skittles package is orange.
He's an elitist that way. That's why.
Exciting times, I will say. Well, maybe you should start pitching in and being more a-hole-ish on these riders and see if these artists will cover it.
I'm still festivals. Trying to weasel my way in to the band. You know, it's still the trio and me. You know, so it's I'm trying to be diplomatic. So I'm just going to leave that up to Charles. Charles needs to step up and be more of an asshole.
You're trying.
There aren't no publicity shots with Tom in it.
Right. Right.
Although
I'm a liability.
Last few shows, I've gotten some badass shots of you. So
you have actually, and I appreciate that very much.
Even though I'm told, please don't take any pictures of Tom.
you make my
I like taking
you
pictures.
Make my natural hideousness look so beautiful, and I do appreciate that very much.
Your photos are the lowest ranked viewed photos in the gallery, but I still do it for you.
I want to keep it that way. I just
good at Photoshop.
That's right.
I can make it look really pretty.
Lots of Gaussian blur. You know, give me the Barbara Walwa effect.
Well, the glamour shot.
It's just a blob with a shiny object on stage.
Unfortunately, today, I didn't bring any saran wrap to put on the front lens with some grease.
Carmex.
We'll just rub that on the front of the lens.
That's my man purse, my gear with my mute. I got some Carmex. I'll hook you up.
Uh-oh.
We had a band meeting.
Another member.
A band meeting?
Yeah.
I'm talking about y'all's rider.
Our rider?
Yeah, y'all's rider. Did y'all not... give the festival the festival heads a rider for what you need for this show.
Yeah.
No crazy demands?
No.
I saw you in a spa earlier getting your feet massaged by like three Oriental women. I didn't understand this, and they were making your fingers shiny buff.
That was complimentary. We all get one of those.
That comes with it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what the artist wristband's all about.
I mean, that's... Oh, dude, look at this guy. You should probably bother this man.
Yeah.
You should
What the lavender oil that they massage our feet with.
I thought... Oh, yeah. Well, I thought you were...
I don't know what just happened.
Oh, yeah.
Kevin walks up and all hell breaks loose. Yes, Kevin.
That's what Charles said.
Kevin is dressed as an insurance salesman.
I am. It's just death. Yeah. And then I sell it to you.
You sell death.
Then I get one. Yeah. And then I kill you. And then I sign it up. There's like
nice.
Two poles. I take all your money. Was this for the podcast?
Yeah, we're just
oh my god.
He runs off. Kevin runs off.
They're all day long.
So anyway, yeah, nothing crazy on your rider.
No, not at all.
All right, well...
it's never crazy to the artist, right?
I just want to say y'all are here at a fun time to see the migration.
Oh, yeah. No,
you know how Africa has the migration of when
Exodus.
The animals cross the river from the Mara into the Serengeti. That's what you're seeing here as the...
We should just start doing that every time they migrate.
You should. It's the migration from stage to stage. The only thing I'm pissed about is there's no alligators to eat half these people. That would make it way better. All right, let you guys go.
Check the trees.
Here we are with the famous, infamous Mr. Jeffrey Lord.
Hey, Joe.
Jeffrey Lord, the most famous podcaster in Fort Worth.
This is Joe Tacky.
Why are you deflecting with Joe Tacky? This is all about you.
What's up, brother? Hey, this is Charles.
From Richard, already talked to Charles.
From Henry the Archer. From Richard the Archer.
We already talked to Charles.
Talked to Bigfoot.
Talking to you now. Wanted to know what your political views were on the bombing of Syria.
Go for it.
It's a good festival topic while listening to music.
What happened?
Exactly. Exactly.
I didn't see nothing about it on the news.
You didn't? Not at all. Oh, because everybody's talking about Stormy Daniels. All that meat. Joe?
Yep.
Did you know that she's coming out with she has a new porn video almost, it's getting ready to be released. They released a trailer on Pornhub, I think.
Okay, you and I will be truthful and talk about this. Was she in your material closet
when
you're
younger?
No, I
don't
know who she is. You never watched her?
Uh-uh. I really don't know who she is.
I had several tapes of hers growing up.
Before my time.
She was red-haired with the blue with the blonde streak at the time, and
I never really had any porn stars that I followed or whatever. I like the amateur stuff. So there's never anybody famous.
So you just always watch the neighbors through the window?
Yeah.
Like a stalker, peeping Tom?
Like a peeping Tom.
Joe, I'm glad to see you can make it out here for the second day.
Yeah, I'm happy to be out here and support my friends.
What are you at? So right now?
What am I at?
Yeah, what are you drinking?
Oh, Vodka Rocks. That's the new Joe drink.
Is it priced decently, or are we looking at a $30 glass of vodka right there?
$8 for like a solo cup full of vodka. I'm pretty happy with it.
This was $7.
And I got more octane.
And I want that.
Yeah.
That's just vodka?
That's just vodka, ice, and two limes.
Do you have a friend over here that you went to hit up to?
No, I've got that look about me like I need more vodka than the average person.
Like, this guy looks like, hey, this guy's walking too straight and narrow. Yeah. We need to make him wobble.
This guy needs a little extra something.
That's what I want. Hell. Okay, so all right, do you have your second floor upstairs?
Second floor upstairs.
That's all the free stuff.
Oh, shit. I spent money on a drink that I could have gotten for free. Bummer.
But you can bring me free stuff.
Oh, I can't do that, yeah.
Or I could just go up there with you if I felt like it, but...
Yeah. Wow.
All right.
We couldn't find it yesterday.
Well, it's been fun talking to you.
Yeah, thanks.
The most interesting man in Fort Worth.
I feel like it.
Okay.
Going. Hola, ¿cómo está usted?
Don't be so close, because...
Cállate la boca, chingazo pinche hot dog.
No, sensitivity. We gotta be careful here. We gotta be careful.
This is Matt Stubbs with the Jerry Jones. Oh, sorry, man.
Wait, we're still peeking. We're still peeking. Oh, you sit on the beer one.
I guess
one.
We shouldn't be in front of the beer.
All right, so here we are. Here we are.
What's going on?
You just left the stage. We're with, what's your name?
Charles. Who? Charles. That's me.
You're that, Charles. Okay.
Yeah, I'm
right, I
Charles.
You were Frank.
He's Charles Frank. That only does shrooms on Thursdays.
Yeah.
Why just Thursdays? All right, so anyway.
Yeah, let's move on.
That was in his expanded service.
You just finished being on stage.
Yes.
You just wrapped your set.
Yes.
And?
And.
You didn't shit yourself.
I didn't. First time. first time not shitting myself on stage. Drinking a Red Bull. Feeling good.
Feeling good.
Yeah.
It sounded great, dude.
Yeah. Oh, I had fun.
Good outside.
So just to confirm, amazing. There was no feces or fecal matter in your panties, your underwear.
Before or after? Before or after?
Good job.
My butt is clean as of the moment.
Well, it sounded clean. The whole set sounded clean.
I was telling Brittany, I was like, as y'all were standing around waiting, like 5 or 10 minutes of y'all waiting, I was like, this is when they shit their pants. Because it's just like, come on, I want to play this set.
There was a little belly grumbling going on, but... You know, we clenched tight and fought through.
Didn't butt toot either?
It sounded good.
Yeah.
It was good.
It did.
The only thing was that since it was so bright in the sun, everybody hid in the shade.
Oh, well, yeah, it was hard on stage because I couldn't see any of the lights on my pedals. So I couldn't tell if anything was on or off. Like when I started a song, it's a little
just
confusing.
Fight through, just go.
Yeah, just go.
So this is the biggest show that you have played with Henry the Archer, right?
Yes.
All your other bands? Is this the
You were in Metallica.
This
is as big as Metallica?
This is bigger than what Metallica ever did.
On your little jaunt.
Okay. My little jaunt with
between the Jason and the Rob Trujillo years.
Filled
in for a couple.
Yeah,
years.
Just for like two or three shows.
Yeah.
We played the
store.
Yeah, a record store.
And a community center.
Yeah, community center.
YMCA.
Yeah,
YMCA.
We played Crowley High School.
Oh yeah, I remember when Metallica did Crowley.
So was that your full rig, or were you all backlined?
No, that was
that was
the stage's rig.
Yeah,
I wasn't. Sometimes I'm finicky about it, but they sent in a picture like we're playing. It's like a whole promotional video for the Galen Krieger thing, and it's like okay, they sold me. I'll play on that. So
yeah,
went good. But,
sounded good.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Charles.
Loving it.
You know, this is kind
Proud
of weird
you,
that
man.
We have you pinned in a corner.
I know.
And
this
very scary,
this and like people keep walking in, and I'm still cornered.
Are they gonna let me?
I think
out
it's we're in front of their beer.
Yeah.
Are they
do this?
I think we're in front.
No.
That's just Jeffrey Lord.
Oh, all right, bye. Yeah,
what I'm doing here is not finesse. Howdy.
Hi, Tom.
Hello.
You're done.
I'm done. And now it's just...
Well, you know, now that y'all are done, the like excitement level of the day has really dropped. I mean, it hit its peak right before y'all went on stage.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all played, it went a little... You know, it stayed right there at plateau. It's like, yeah. And now y'all are done. The excitement of the day is over.
It literally is like sex. Now it's just like, okay, the deed is done. It was great. It's wonderful. Yeah, maybe get a sandwich, you know, later.
Probably fall asleep.
That's right. Dream happy thoughts. Pass out. How about you? Are you going to hang out here for the rest of the day?
For a little while.
All right.
But yeah, y'all sounded great.
Thank you.
Sounded good upstage, on stage. It sounded good out in the audience. I mean.
Good. I couldn't hear. Well, you know, we did the sound check, and I need to learn this. I'm learning this. It's not ego. It's like I really need to hear me more in the monitor, because the first two or three songs I couldn't hear me. During the sound check I could, but now it's like, yeah, more. Fortunately, the sound guy's right there, so I could just, you know, please, you know, bring me up. And after that, it was a little easier.
Have you ever played with one of those baffle mics?
I don't know what that is.
The mic that goes in the horn on up in
oh,
it.
Oh, no, nothing full-time. There was a friend of mine had made one, and I played with it for a little while in a studio.
Doesn't work.
Yeah, I mean, it's well, and the cool thing is you can do stuff. There's a thing called a silent mute that you can get for a horn that allows you to practice with earbuds so you don't bug everybody else.
And but it doesn't have a line out, does it?
You can get a line out for it. So you can do all crazy, you know, almost theremin sounding stuff. So you can do that. Thing for me, I mean, I think eventually I'll have to do that and get to that. It's like I don't want to just turn on, turn off. I want to be able to adjust my volume, because like a lot of the stuff that, you know, some of the chorus stuff or just the noodling, it doesn't have to be a solo. I just want to, I want it to sound about a third back from the front and then come up.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so if I can crank it up for a solo, I need, you know, I'm sure there's a way to do that. And there may be a commercial product for that. I haven't found it yet.
This is really nerdy talk that we're talking right now. But
sorry.
When I played, that was something I always wondered about, was like miking a trombone around the horn internally.
Yep.
So that way you didn't have to be blown into a microphone or a specialty microphone or anything.
Yeah, and then you could also have a, you know, earbud mic. I mean, originally, I mean, there's a cheap trick where you actually, you know, put, you know, a earplug in your ear, and basically the vibration in your head, you can hear that.
I used to do that.
But if everyone else is playing super loud, sometimes that doesn't work.
No, but it helps in a band setting, or if you're in a, like, I played in high school, so when I was in a chair competitions or whatever.
Is this a really nice way of telling me I was off key today? Because I was a little bit.
I didn't even hear it.
Oh, good.
I thought you were on. Everything sounded great.
Good, good.
So
I was a little flat earlier. I adjusted.
No, it sounded great. I thought everything sounded good.
Good.
Kevin even sounded good.
Well,
you know how hard that is.
Yeah, really.
So all right, say I love Dustin.
Will Rogers calls me.
I think it's a
Rihanna.
Hold on, man.
M16 is
matching up.
Yeah, and then I have one of the M16s, which is the vintage one.
Hold on, man. We got to catch up. I say I love Dustin.
Oh, we're doing a double podcast. Here you go.
T2s. They have a
T2s. Oh, she's chewing.
I guess I love Preston.
See? Sounds really good.
Matt, I win.
Yeah. So,
yeah, decent.
We have podcast shows everywhere studio, around, you know, here, except apparently she's in a close proximity of an artist, an actual someone that came out and did work.
Is it real weird that we're here?
Just to you.
Oh. So last time I've been to Riata was I had cowballs and don't tell me what to do.
No, you got.
Don't tell me what to. I'll break this band up right now.
You have to talk.
I'll fucking break up right now.
Well, the problem is it'll distort. I can't use it.
Okay, sorry. Sorry.
Watch these red lights. If they flash,
it goes over there. Yeah, it's like
I don't like you telling me what to do.
Listen,
he's so bossy.
Deal with my tone.
Why is he so bossy? See, I'm not this bossy with my podcast crew.
Listen,
I just gotta let them do whatever they want.
Both y'all.
That sounds good.
Listen,
try it.
Both these podcasts.
Will you pay me 20% more
them
than I'm paying, getting paid now?
Yeah.
I guess so.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm in, dude.
20% of zero is zero.
I'll be your yuck monkey. We got a deal
fucking
here.
Fucking assholes, listen to me. I'm going to pull both these podcasts over and wear you both out.
No. You're going to stop telling me what to do.
Yeah. We have to take this shit.
Yeah.
You're not the boss of us.
I'm the one with a fucking bomb on my head.
We're fucking.
Crack it over.
We're revolting.
podcasting.
That's
because
y'all are both on each other's podcast.
Yeah. It's like a crossover episode.
Wait, how does this work?
I'm not sure how this is going to work.
Do you have to listen to them both at the same time?
I would. One in the left ear, one in the right ear.
It's different podcasts.
Yeah. Same podcast, different. Same podcast, different shows.
We're gonna get a parking lot, and we're gonna have like 100 cars.
Yeah.
And like 50 cars are gonna be playing my podcast, and the other 50 are gonna be playing his podcast at the same time.
Oh, like the Flaming Lips.
Like the Flaming Lips. Okay. With the quad thing.
I like this idea.
This is,
yeah. Next level podcast.
Maybe brain explosion. Podcast brain explosion.
It would be.
But I like the idea.
Or. Hold a concert and give everybody headphones.
Yeah.
There's a band playing, but this is what's coming through. No, that's a horrible idea.
I was kind of with you. I like the silent disco things they do.
Yeah, yeah. I want to try that.
I do.
Yeah, I think that'd be kind of neat to actually go see a band play. Well, we did it because the way that we learned about it is Garage plays out of there. Garage, obviously, but they have like an electric drum set, and they all just kind of plug right into the thing, so you really don't hear anything out loud. It's just the guitar strings of an electric guitar, which aren't that loud, the beating of the drum and the bass, and that's it, but you don't hear it. And so if you go over to their house and watch them play, like, then you have to wear headphones to hear them. So it's really weird, because we would sit there and like hear them, and then take our headphones off and be like, whoa, this is really bizarre.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So I wasn't standing there without your headphones and just looking at like everybody dancing and
there's no sound. No, just a little bit of tapping. You know,
just a lot of breathing.
Yeah, a lot of breathing.
It'd be really weird if you walked into a bar like that.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck is going on?
Just dead quiet.
You can turn and walk out. That'd be like,
no, that's the thing is, here's my luck. I would do some crazy, like, fucking, I don't know, peyote or some shit that day. And
think
like,
it went deaf.
Yeah, like, whoa, we gotta go to the hospital, man. I don't fucking think things are right. And then they'd be like, no, oh no, that was a
silent concert.
Silent concert or a silent rock show. I don't know.
It would be cool.
Charles, a very good show today. I don't know if I told you that or not, man.
Thank you.
And you look great.
You guys did really good.
I think you guys, Henry the Archer was the only band that actually fucking threw stuff out to the crowd.
Oh, yeah.
And that was cool.
Yeah. The first shirt hit Ryan and Susie.
Yeah.
And they're like, dude, you need to give it away to somebody who doesn't have a shirt.
The kid right behind us wanted it immediately. She's like, here you go. Susie's cool like that.
Yeah.
One time I hit that guy in the head.
You're right.
I was aiming for that guy. I wish I would have said it beforehand. Oh my God, I nailed it.
We want to talk to our legal representation before we start coming on podcast and talking about that.
Okay.
It's a shirt.
I don't know.
Bust his teeth out.
I aimed at him. I hit him.
He got a free shirt out of it.
I'll set a 440.
I don't think he got a bigger guy behind him yet, but it did hit him right in the head.
Why'd you want to hit him? Did you just pick somebody to throw it at?
I think you'd actually hit him.
Did you see Bigfoot giving out stickers too the whole time? And everybody wanted one too. So everybody in the crowd actually act like they were jamming along. Y'all were probably the most user friendly band, I would say, that we've seen. Like the whole crowd, no matter what you're into, generally gravitated to what Henry the Archer was playing.
Nice.
From my viewpoint.
Yeah.
I think very good for the whole crowd.
Yeah.
It's probably
fun. It seemed
like y'all were all feeling it.
Yeah,
you
we're
know,
glad.
You had to handle whenever a band is in the zone.
Yeah. We're glad
that y'all were in that zone, kind of having a good time.
We're glad that we could get you on the bill. Jerry Jonestown Massacre Funky Town Podcast Show. We're glad. We're happy we got you on the bill.
The first ever crossover episode.
Yeah.
Right.
First ever crossover 50 cars in a garage episode.
No, we did this before. We did this one year at the Fort Worth Weekly Fest.
With Richard.
50 cars?
No, just the crossover thing. We're about to go there.
You already did this?
Both talking at the same time.
Yeah. You stoked? Dude. Richard from Henry the Archer with the Funky Town Podcast.
And the Jerry Jonestown Massacre.
Hey, you guys have some flowers?
He does, I'm sure.
Okay.
I haven't smoked in
three
months. Okay. I like how that's the first thing that you ask for.
Because I'm on a hunt right now. I'm on a hunt.
About, okay. We're talking about flowers.
Yeah.
All right, real quick. 5 minutes of seriousness. How badass was it?
It was fun, man. It was really fucking awesome. The crowd was fucking awesome. The response was fucking awesome. Charles pegging some guy in the distance was awesome with a t-shirt.
Intentionally. He aimed at that guy.
That's crazy, man.
And hit him.
Yeah, but I love the response of the audience. I thought it was a great show.
It seemed to me like I was telling Jeffrey the Lord that it seemed like that was the most like user friendly like set that was like everybody in the crowd was into it.
Yeah, so we had to cut a song short, but that's happened. We built the set to prepare to cut the song short, so we were gonna. So we did that. But yeah, you never know what's going to happen. Apparently they're having sound issues at the other stage, so it caused the other band to have to start a little later. So we just chopped a song.
Just one song. That's good.
Yeah. So we did drop. Usually we play more songs than that because usually we play about an hour. This was a 45-minute set. So, but yeah, we just trimmed the fat, man. Just enjoyed the more upbeat, catchy stuff. You know,
it was well done.
Thank you, man.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
You picked the right song to close with.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah,
that was awesome. People were so I was yelling. I was like, "Do you want whatever and whatever?" I could not understand what anybody was saying.
You go, "Do you want dancey or heavy?" And I swear it was like half and half.
Yeah,
it was like heavy, dancey. You know?
Yeah, I was like, "What the fuck is that?" Yeah, I don't know, man.
How's it feel to play a festival and be like one of the heaviest bands on the bill? Actually,
it's what I was telling these guys.
You guys were the Slayer.
I thought it was awesome. I really enjoyed it, especially in the breakdown of one song. It was like.
I've never seen Richard do that, and then I kind of looked around. I was like, "What the fuck? He's feeling it, dude!" Because he came with the "Give it up."
Yeah,
like,
give it up.
Motion it up.
Oh yeah, my delay pedal was holding the sustain.
I can't hear you.
Is that ringing out? Is that Lamb of God, Richard?
Yeah, inside of me. It's my Walls of Jericho.
Yeah, you did really well.
Even your vocals are a little more rasp. You're screaming a little bit more.
So that's the other thing. And I was. So I have this problem that I don't know if it's just me, but I think I'm like allergic to these fog machines. And they had a fog machines backstage, and you couldn't see it because the fan was dissipating the smoke, but the chemicals are still in the air. And we played a show a while back, and there was a fog machine, and I had to like boot it off stage because it got in my throat, and it started closing my voice up, and it started. So I think that a little bit played a role today. It was that fog machine for me, but it was a lot of fun, man.
It looks like extra passion.
Yeah, right? It's like, I'm fucking pain. Fuck.
No, this guy's into it. Yeah.
Yeah. And then because of that, I needed my inhaler, which then, we got to unite the crowd.
That's a Matt Stubbs first, too. I've never seen a frontman of a band come with a, "Hey, guys, we got to take a break because I got to hit my inhaler."
And then there are a couple guys in the crowd. I'm like, "Yeah, inhalers."
Yeah.
And Richard tells the chemicals that are in it. Albuterol.
Yeah. Albuterol. Yes. Albuterol.
It's a diet drug.
Yes.
I think it even got some cheers.
Yeah, it did get some cheers.
Yeah.
Well, the point of it was to say, like, if anybody tells you you can't sing because you have asthma, don't give up. If that's what you want to do, you can still do that.
Just got that hit every now and again.
That's it.
Why is this? Okay, so you've been on our show 10 times, probably.
Yeah.
And you and I have hung out several nights.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the first time I heard about that. I was like, "What? I didn't know that he had asthma." And he just fucking came with that. You can do whatever you want.
Yep.
That's cool.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
You're spokesman of asthma.
Spokesman of asthma. Athesma.
Athesma. That and marijuana.
It's phonetically, is that right? Phonetically pronounced athesma. Is that right?
I don't know either. I thought it was asthma.
It just feels better to say athesma.
I like athesma.
Athesma.
Sounds like a band.
That's not like a
it
band.
It should be a band.
Athesma.
Athesma.
That'll be our jizz pop band that we start together.
Yeah. But yeah, no, thank you for being here, man.
Oh, I wouldn't miss it for the world.
See you.
Yeah. Usually last year I bailed on the second day, but it's a really weird festival where they have the local bands all play on the second day, which I don't know if I agree with or not, but I don't know.
Yeah.
It was weird to have that, and I was like, there's no way that I'm not coming back out here today, because I was out here last night, and it was well worth it to see you guys.
Thank you, man.
I was proud. Proud to know y'all.
Yeah.
Thank you, man.
And you did it right. Like, you represented and you did your shit. It was very professional, man.
Thanks,
brother. It looked like you had done 1,000 festival shows to me.
Fuck yeah. So,
that's what was really cool about it.
Fuck yeah.
So you can pay me later.
I will.
But congratulations. I know you want to... Let
Thank
loose
you,
and party a little bit. Love you,
man.
Yeah.
Hey, be careful.
Love you, too.
Love you, man.
Can I call you Ricardo?
Huh?
Can I say Ricardo?
You can say Ricardo.
Ricardo from Henry the Archer.
Or Dick is fine, too.
What is Charles in Spanish? It's Carlos. Carlos de Henry de Archer. Right.
See.
I got that, right?
And Cavino.
Yeah.
All right. Mota.
But yeah, see. Mi Ricardo.
Yeah, me and Ricardo.
So bored already.
I'm here with members of iHappy M.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And Mean Motor Scooter.
Hell and
yeah. Minus you.
Tortuga Redfro.
Wait, I'm sorry.
I'm in a band called Tortuga Redfro.
Oh, yeah, that's the one you are like,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. You dummy.
It's the,
why don't you remember that?
No, I have trouble.
Trouble?
I have trouble, man. Trouble. You going to hate on me?
I'm trying to play guitar.
Yeah,
I got some songs. I'm playing some iHappy M songs. I'm going to hit some open mics pretty soon.
You going to drop some singles?
Nah, dog. For sure, nah. I'm playing.
You want to talk about Revenge of the Bumper
You know
Cars?
What? I think we got our show.
Revenge
right here,
de la Bumper Cars. How do you say revenge in Spanish?
I don't know. Why are you putting me on the spot like that?
Are you fluent in Spanish? Are you fluent in Spanish?
He's about to say something racist
no,
to you.
I am. I was just going to ask, how do you say revenge in Spanish?
Refugio.
Vendanza? With a Z? Vendanza? Vendanza de Bumper Cars.
There we go.
Okay.
Bumper Cars?
I don't know.
Revenge of the Bumper Cars.
Vendanza
de los Bumper Cars.
Okay. I feel this.
That's going to be my debut album. This is my beer.
This is not iHappy M. This is
Zach's.
This is my solo project. I'm going to play some iHappy M songs.
But, wait a minute.
But then I'm also going to play some Zach songs. There's one song that I titled Donald Trump. It's a punk rock song.
All
right. I'm going to be crossing genres because I'm not very good at any genre.
Are you
going to
cross any genders?
I might. Yo, man, I'm pretty cool either way you look at me.
I've done his makeup before.
I like you both ways.
If you think I'm a girl, girls are pretty gossip. They're like,
this is awesome.
Like the best gender. I believe it.
Every time I have like doubt, I'm like, no, I'm good. It's like the best, I like being a girl.
It's like the best gender. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think about being gender void. Have you heard of that yet?
Well,
gender
non-binary.
Void. Yeah, just gender void. Like I don't want to participate. I just want my privates to feel good. That's all I want to do.
Yeah.
It's that way to a certain extent for everybody. I think it's just like it doesn't matter what you are. Like you're just like I like this person. It doesn't matter if boy, girl, whatever. You just like them.
When you say like, that makes you emotional. Like so, I think private should just be enlisted with does it feel good or not.
Oh.
So I'm like caveman.
You have to be attracted to somebody to, you know, for your genders to feel good.
Yeah.
Your genders.
In day-to-day life, In day-to-day life, I don't think about gender. I'm at work. I'm not thinking about if you can lift this thing to get it onto the four-wheel dolly, great. If you can't, that's fine. I'll try my best, and I'll ask for help from another person.
I see what you're saying. So, like, I can't lift this thing. It doesn't matter if I'm a boy or a girl. It's just, like, I'm not strong enough to lift this thing.
Exactly. I don't get Daniel for help.
So what you're saying is don't get caught up on the sexuality. Get caught up on the occupationality, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what you should get.
It doesn't matter, like, it doesn't matter if I'm a better cook or Zach's a better cook. It's just, like, you know.
Who can cook?
Yeah, who can cook? Food. I don't care.
We need food.
Yeah. Exactly.
Apocalyptic.
And it just so happens that I'm a better cook than
you
Zach
are a better
is,
cook.
But
she makes the best guacamole.
I do.
Is it holy guacamole?
Yeah, man. She puts like she does the seasonings like with that meme from January 2018.
You just did a motion.
Yeah. Remember that meme from the guy who could cook?
Yeah.
And he was like, was it? Yeah, he was like
Yeah.
That's her when she's making her guacamole. Also grilled chicken she's really good at.
Yeah, I am.
Grilled chicken?
For sure.
All right, so let's talk about iHappy M. Like, what's going on with iHappy M? Are we doing stuff or not?
Secret things. We're working on a music video.
Right now we're working on a music video for The Prophet.
The Prophet.
Pedophilia.
No, The Prophet.
Okay.
Just
cut that out.
Yeah, that'll be edited.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, the Prophet. We're working on a music video for that. It's pretty cool. We shot it in June of 17. Was it June or was it?
Yeah, it was either June or July, but it's been a long time coming. And we've been figuring a lot of stuff out in After Effects and all that
stuff. Well, y'all got engaged.
Yeah, that's too. Right.
Yeah, we got to engage in December.
Let's talk about this, right?
It's just a matter of finding time to edit videos.
We're getting married December 1st.
Yep.
That's when it's happening.
Hell or high water. We're getting married December 1st.
I'll give it a high five. Y'all been together for a while since I've known.
And you're invited, Matt Stubbs.
Thank you. I'm honored. We haven't sent out save the dates.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. You get a plus one.
Yeah, I'm down.
No kids.
No. I won't bring kids.
I mean, if they're 13, okay. But if they're 4 years old, okay.
Yeah.
You have to behave.
Yeah, I will.
We want everybody to get drunk.
Yeah,
I will.
We're gonna need kegs.
No, yeah, the venue that we're having it at doesn't care. Yeah. Like, we can bring liquor.
Yeah.
Oh.
Tell everybody where we're gonna.
They're great. They're
so
great
here comes
people.
Every Rebecca stalker known to mankind.
No, right, but they don't know the date.
I have objection to this wedding because I like Rebecca.
I like Rebecca.
They don't
She's
know the
cool.
date.
She draws cool shit.
She draws
she
stuff.
She does. She's
she
the
wears
best
cool clothes.
Artist. She draws me.
Best artist ever.
Yeah, DJ.
You just fucked yourself.
Nah.
You didn't say.
Now you have to do
Hall.
A secret location after. Yeah. Okay. He didn't.
No.
Okay.
No.
So we're good. Just don't say the.
Yeah, we're not gonna say the
prime,
date.
Prime location.
Yeah.
The date is time.
It's really rad. No deposit, man. Real cheap. Booking
Did he
price.
Have a stash of liquor that I didn't see? Like, no, where's this coming from?
I've just been drinking.
I have too,
it has
but
to do with
you're
Aaron
on
Sanchez.
Fire, man.
Aaron Sanchez has been drinking me drinks.
Been drinking your drink.
All right. Well,
we brought that weed stash. So we brought some weed in. We're just
yeah, okay. Yeah.
But apart from that,
I'm having fun.
No,
Motor Scooter.
I love fun, but
has a show at J&J's Pizza in Denton on the 4th, May 4th.
Tortuga Renfro is playing Arts Fit.
Okay, we're not talking about Tortuga Renfro.
That's
right
my other
Nobody
cares. I know, I love it, but we're talking about me, Motor Scooter, at this point.
Well, I don't
she
care.
Plays keyboards?
I play organ.
Theremin?
A little bit of theremin. And yeah, so J&J's Pizza, Denton on May 4th, and then May 5th, we're going to be playing Lola's.
Okay.
And that's going to be pretty rad. The Mullins are coming out.
So how long have you been playing with me Motor Scooter now?
Almost a year. In June it'll be a
so
year.
So you're gelling now? It's starting to feel
yeah.
your place?
Yeah. I've gone through like about 4 organs. I keep smashing my organs and breaking stuff.
Is that on purpose or because you've had bad shows?
No, I definitely want to rock out, but it's just that the type of musical instrument I keep buying is very breakable. So I keep like buying and selling.
Mm-hmm.
To find the right instrument, but so it's only the right instrument for about a month and a half.
So y'all are off of South by Southwest. You've had some really big shows. Sammy did the Fortress Fest
yesterday.
Like acoustic game
yeah, so he played a solo set yesterday, and he did the kick drum and guitar and played some stripped down songs. So that was pretty rad.
Mean Motors.
Mm-hmm. Wrote some new stuff for that too.
And then y'all just came off of Arizona. Y'all did a show in Arizona.
So last weekend we were in Phoenix, and we played a good show for the record label showcase, and we were representing Dirty Water Records, so that was really rad.
Okay.
And we saw this band, Bear Ghost, that was super rad. I'm not sure what record label they were with, but they blew my socks off. They were kind of like glam metal, and it was kind of some Disney influences. It was pretty rad.
Did you say Disney?
Yeah. They played some songs from Aladdin. All right.
So you and I have not gotten very personal. Like, we pretty much partied together a lot, but other than that, we haven't got personal about music taste and stuff. So what is on Rebecca's iPod? Like,
iPod,
your phone, your Spotify. What
I've
do you
been listening
got?
To a lot of glam rock lately.
Like 70s?
Yeah.
Ziggy Stellar?
Pretty much the 70s is on my Spotify right now. And I listen to a lot of Deep Purple, a lot of
enchiladas.
Zach's distracting me right now.
A lot of enchiladas.
David Bowie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
70s glam.
Yeah, 70s glam rock.
The early 80s.
Yeah. The Queen.
I'm
basically.
I'm thinking more
Electric
like,
Light Orchestra. I listen to prog rock.
Do you?
Giving Rush. A shout out to my boys.
What's your favorite prog rock band?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
Zach,
yeah.
Zach.
Rick Wakeman.
Yeah.
His solo album is. What was
the
solo?
The keys
album?
Player from Yes. He did No Earthly Connection.
Oh yeah, that's a rad album.
He knows. Cheers. He knows. Cheers to Rick Wakeman.
Cheers, Rick Wakeman.
Yeah.
I sure do like it.
Yeah, he played like, it was really weird. It was like vaguely Christian, like organ music. Yeah, it was
Deep
like a lot
Purple.
Of. Yeah, Deep Purple. I was talking about Deep Purple earlier.
I enjoy right. that.
Yeah.
Well, good times.
Yeah. I like Leonard Cohen's last album right before he died.
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
He
yeah.
released his best
stuff.
Talk
about that.
He, you want it darker? You need to listen to that record.
Okay.
Like all the way through, he comes. He has a his first the like the kind of single off the album is "You Want It Darker."
And it'll make your hair stand on end.
Dude, sure. It's rad. The bass line is so cool. And then his second song is I forget the name of the song, but then he comes back with a reprise of that second song. And it's like, holy fuck, dude. Because he died like
a month
later. It's
like he knew
later.
He was going to die or yeah. something.
He did the same. David Bowie did it right after him.
Mm-hmm. Because they both died in 2016, I think.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Leonard Cohen's last album is a masterpiece.
Doing a slight interview here.
Jerry Jonestown Massacre Podcast 4000 BX Dom. We got the Vandalera guys that just ripped it up at
Fortress Fest?
Whatever this thing is, yeah. Fortress Festival, right?
Drunk
yeah.
Fest?
That's where we're at, yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You guys have a good time?
I had a really good time.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
Are we going to speak like this the whole time?
Yeah, we're with the Vandaleras and we had a really good time. It was it's pretty cool, and I don't really know what to do with my hands, but it was really cool.
It was great.
I want to know these things. We can peek it out. Yeah. We can peek it out. It's cool. So Fortress Fest, it's a good thing, right? Or a bad thing?
No, it's a great thing. It's a, good yeah. thing. It's a really good time. It was fantastic. Yeah. How could you not have a fun time doing this? I mean, it was great. We're playing with people who are doing exactly the same thing we are, but way better at it.
I stand to object. With Vandaleers, I mean, it's been around for a long time.
It was fantastic
for a few years, and I love the Vandaleers.
It was fantastic to share stages with Courtney Barnett, yeah. Texas Gents, yeah. Father John Misty. I mean, that's the bomb. That's who you want to be playing with these days. It's yeah. fun. It's great. It was great.
Yeah.
It was really good. Plus free drinks. You know, whatever.
Well, that's true.
Aaron Sanchez. That's what it's all about, right? Free drinks.
Free drinks.
Free drinks.
Yes. Free drinks. We're the Vandaleers. Thank you.
I feel like I need to tell him to let him say and do what he wants. Here we go.
We really appreciate everybody coming out. You know, I think the team played really good tonight. Everybody was kind of in tune, and we played in time. It was a process, like. They counted off the songs really well, you know, and we just went for it. We had to go for it because that's all you can do. When the song starts, you just go and you just do it.
You don't understand the pressures at a festival that's in Tarrant County, and sometimes you have to follow up on the process.
Oh, well, you know, I got to say, you know, we're just doing our jobs, trying to have a good time out there. You know, people like Gotten Sanders and Corey Graves, they're just fucking killing it out there. And, you know, we're just trying to hang out and do what we do and having a good time. And you know what? I got to say thank you to Jesus. And thank you to...
I got to say thank you to Jesus, too, because... Yeah. At one point,
I'm on the Jerry Jonestown Massacre podcast show, and I have to say I have to give 110% to Jesus, too. So,
you guys go ahead.
All right. Dear Lord, thank you so much for making us
happy. You know, I can't say nothing more than, you know, thank you for everybody at Fortress Festival. When, you know, I'm calling out God and my family, my mom, my dad. Thank you so much, you guys. Yeah, well, isn't that my dad? My God is not my dad? Oh, I don't know. I don't know anymore.
I think we've gotten confused.
Dear Dad.
Dear Dad, I've made mistakes. Holy I apologize. Buddy. Yeah.
You know what? I tried to make this an interview. But this is what it is.
I love you.
I love podcasting.
I love podcasting.
I love you. I love podcasting.
As we come back, I have no idea what you just recorded.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Is it pure Radio Anthrax?
Yeah, no, it's good.
Did we find anything interesting?
Yeah. Who's cool, who's not?
Uh-oh. Who's cool, who's not? Yeah. Are we sure we want to
put that out there? This could destroy careers?
I don't have a career, so yeah, fuck it.
Not our career. Our careers are already destroyed, but I mean other bands. Are these people going, this band's cool, this band's not?
I don't know.
What did you record?
I left it live a lot.
Thought we had, do we want to talk about that? There's Father John Misty in the background, if you can hear it.
No, I had no rock star premonition, so I just thought that something could happen, but I don't know. It didn't happen. I'm not pissing. I ain't pissing.
There's no reason to be pissy. Today was a great day. Today was a great day. Fuck you, Father John. So, 3, 2, 1, we're recording. We're talking about the vulnerability of local music.
No, of one woman.
Rebecca?
Yeah, that's all we're talking about.
Kept doing that to her all weekend. I have a hot sports opinion that I have yet to play on the show. I don't know if I want to play it out right now. I think it would be better if I play it out on a show where it's just you and I. And no guest.
Mm-hmm. Probably gonna be spot on with me. So.
I have one of the giantest hot sports opinions about the Fort Worth scene. Why are you drinking my tea?
Just trying to find the bug. You are on fire, dude. You are on podcast fire, dude.
I am. I need to get home.
What do you want me to?
I got so much shit to do.
No, I got you, man.
All right. So what do you got? What do you think of this Friday? Now that we've
Friday. Sunday.
Sunday. Now that we've drank a fuck ton for free, and we've ate a fuck ton for free, we got to hang out with our buddy Aaron. Aaron's a great guy.
Sanchez?
Yeah, Sanchez absolutely. Is an amazing dude. I'm ready for them to back up.
There was 0% chance that we would ever be able to hang out with all those people unless Aaron made that happen. So...
we're going to say Aaron was the man. Once we found out he was up there, we decided to go up there. We could have gone up there yesterday, but we never did because of all the BAMs. Yeah. Well, I wasn't being a pussy. It was just like, I have no desire to go up there. But then we found out he was the bartender up there. It was like, let's go hang out with Aaron.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. I had no desire to go up there yesterday.
I knew he was there, man.
Huh?
Like, you're proving your point. I had no idea that he was up there, man.
Well, Aaron wasn't up there yesterday.
Yeah. So it matches up. Let's talk about today in Fortress Festa.
And jury duty tomorrow.
No, we're not going to talk about that tonight. We're talking about what happened today. And to me, could have been the feel-good moment of Tarrant County that's been in the last 10 years. To me. I'm just saying, feel good moment of the year. The whole thing, man.
The whole, you love today?
I love the fact that everyone can come out and dance and do their thing, and there was, you could play the wrong thing or the right thing, and we all get together and we watch some music. And that's in Fort Worth.
Okay.
And I know it's tongue-in-cheek because we have good bands that fucking shit on it, and we love it, but the long and the short of it is it makes this town of Fort Worth, Texas, and Tarrant County better if we have this festival.
I totally agree. I think this festival is has been long needed for Fort Worth, I think, in its second year. They did a good job. Like I said, I'm on record as saying that I was very mixed up about the lineup and how it would pull people, and it did. It pulled a lot of people. Yesterday pulled a lot of people, and now tonight,
Dustin's not
there
job.
Were a lot of people. It's not our job. It's not our job, but I was worried about future episodes of Fortress Festival. You know, you always want a festival like this to make money, break even plus, but you want it to be successful so that way we have future installments.
Good time.
And I think I think there was enough people there for future installments.
Yeah.
I really hope there was. It really looked like it. Earlier today, Sunday, it was, we all talked that it was a lot less than Saturday, but
I'll tell you
tonight, this. There were a ton of freaking people there, and it looked
thing,
really
man.
Good. There were more people tonight than there were the final night of last year.
Yeah, for sure. I'll say this. If you continue a transmission of people's thoughts on your festival, then this is A1. I had a good time. There's no way I would ever bring anyone out that came out like that would not have a good time. Like, it was all positive vibes, man. The whole thing across the board, Fortress Festival was a good vibe.
I think,
like, I don't care. I don't give a fuck what kind of music I like. I had a good time partying. And
well, do you think that what helped was we were with our clan?
And I mean, it helped.
With a C, not with a K. We were with our clan. We were with all the Funky Town guys. We were with Joe. We were with, you know, Eric came out with us, our buddy Eric, our good friend that I grew up with, Rita, and her friend were part of our clan. Then also we had Jeff and his wife and his daughter. We had Zach and Rebecca, of course. We had Bigfoot. Of course, the Henry the Archer guys are buddies of ours. They all hung out most of the day with us. We had Susie and her man out there. And we had Tara and her man came out. So,
sounds like you're really proud of the people that came in.
We had a big circle of friends that we kind of roamed with all day long.
Our clan was big.
And it made it a good day. It made it a really good day. Hanging out with your friends makes festivals like this a lot better.
Yeah.
And you get to sit around. You get to enjoy music together. You get to see things. You get to look at each other. When there's an experience on stage, it's like, oh my God, you can look over at your friend and go, dude, we just experienced that together. That was badass. Or we all go upstairs to the second floor and get fucking hammered and hang out and make complete jackasses of ourselves. And we get to look at each other and go, holy fuck, we just experienced that.
Yeah.
Oh, and let's not forget, Aaron Sanchez was in our clan. But he had to stay upstairs. So.
Yeah.
It was a good time. Good friends. Good people all hanging out, hugging, loving, touching each other's nuts. I think that was good. One thing I wish we would have done was after Henry the Archer, all of us that were standing in the area together, I think we all should have taken a picture together. I think that'd have been cool.
We should have.
But oh well.
They were so obsessed with that situation. So, like,
not Henry the Archer, with the us that were all standing in the crowd.
It was so still out of their mind. Like, we should have just let them. We did the right thing. Like, let them just fucking do their thing, man. I think I agree with everything that you just ranted. On the most part, I think I got exposed to some things that I didn't know of in Tarrant County. Which, okay, here's my main problem with the whole Fortress Festival. Why do I have to wait till Sunday to see local music? Especially with badass bands like Pearl Earl and all that.
Pearl Earl, Texas Gentlemen, Vandaliers, of course. You know,
should be front day shit.
Shit, I didn't see the Dustin until tonight when I went back upstairs. And you were sitting there hanging there having shots with them and all.
But I felt weird.
Came up and I was like, what the fuck? I haven't seen y'all. Except on stage.
I had to go for fucking Leon Bridges interview. Like, they need a loose. Like, they need a fucking. I don't know. They need to just take an example of Root stuff. You know what I mean? Like, Root. Like, Rude. Oh, where's this guy been? Where's this man been? And just look at it and send them personal emails and be like, hey, how can we make this better?
Yep, so Fortress Fest 2018 pulled it off. Sunday was great. It happened again. I was blown away by a band on stage that I was not prepared for. I was about to meh off. And I'm glad I stuck around to see her. Courtney Barnett is a badass.
Australia, mate.
She's from Australia. I love her. Got to stand right beside her. Nearly put my arm around her. Had to fight the urge because of, I don't know. I actually sent a message to my friend down in Australia. Said, is the Me Too movement big in Australia? And so, there we go. So, anyway, that's it. We're done. And stuff. And good night.
Yeah. Good times, Fortress.
Hey, are you guys done mixing my drums yet?